This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Ag, Radio Die San Kaapse Kansel en daai was Jolani Jay met genadig en voor dit Katie Nicole met Hold On. Net hierna is dit tyd vir jou Christen perspektief op die nuus.
Christian perspective on the news does not necessarily reflect the opinions of Radio K Pulpit or the on-air presenter, but is the independent viewpoint of the individual contributor. Please send an email to info@kpulpit.co.za should you have any further inquiries.
Christian perspective on the news.
And as I mentioned earlier on this morning, we are chatting to Anthony. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Anton.
Let's hear your Christian perspective on the news for today.
All right. So today the subject is illegal immigrants here in South Africa. This is a hot subject all over the world at the moment. And as a Christian, we all believe in keeping the law as far as it doesn't contradict God's law. So we as Christians would support the rule of law and stand for legal immigration. But, and there is a big but, the government has allowed porous borders for over 20 years or even longer with no restraint on stopping illegals from crossing the border. I'm told the border guards are corrupt and for a price it has been easy to cross over. I work a lot with these guys in the building trade, you know, so I hear all these stories, you know. And there's been a tsunami of human traffic over the years, you know, that have crossed the borders. I don't even know how many people must be here by now, maybe a couple of million. This has caused an incredible human disaster. Some immigrants have been living in South Africa for over 20 years, maybe more, but I know of people like that have been here for 20 years at least. And some have very good jobs and are a blessing for South Africa. In that time, many have tried to get a work permit or residency, but have to go through corrupt officials and make illegal payments and still not have been able to get their legal status. I've seen this myself, you know. It's they keep on demanding money from these guys and they're just not able to get anything, you know. Many foreigners have worked for families or have had jobs for years and have become part of families or organizations that really rely on them and need them. I've actually heard of people that have had domestic workers for so many years that they're part of the family, and they say that they want to adopt them as family members because they don't want to lose them, you know, because they have a relationship with these guys. I'm in the building trade, and we see many skilled artisans from other countries working on construction sites. I think most of the big development companies are using Malawians or Namibians or whatever, and on the construction sites, and it's not because they're cheaper labor, it's because they have the qualifications, you know, they're able to do these jobs. So what to do, you know, what do we now, what is the answer to this, you know, what is an alternative to this? And I was really thinking about this, and could we do it another way? Maybe. Well, maybe I think that we should give foreign workers who've been here over 10 years should be given a chance to apply for residency or work permits with the families or companies requesting their legitimacy. You know? Maybe that would be an option, you know what I mean? Because they've laid down roots, they're going to schools here, they live here, they're part of South Africa in a sense, you know? And then our own local workforce, you know, our guys that are struggling for jobs and finding difficulty of going forward could receive proper free training in construction and work-related skills. You know, it costs so much for our guys to from South Africa to go and get trained, you know, properly trained by organizations. They have to come up with the money to be able to do it, and few people can afford to do so. You know, maybe big business or something could help with these costs. You know, we could set up training areas in Dunoon and places like that where they could learn plastering, bricklaying, all these skills that are properly done, and they could get a certificate for it. And they could, you know, we could build an incredible workforce on the ground here that we could then import a workforce to Africa, not the other way around, you know. And we could possibly have the best bricklayers and plasterers and all kinds of other fields as well, you know. We find the country keeps trying to force up the standards of construction, plumbing, and electrical, and are trying to get first world competency in a third world country. And because of this, many businesses are forced to look elsewhere for highly skilled labor. You know, our workforce hasn't caught up with that first world competency. I mean, they're expecting us to, the electrical to look like Europe and things like that. And it's not, you can't just, you know, come up with that. You know, we don't have that workforce that's able to do that. So, you know, maybe that's an option, though. It's something that we could do, another option. We could have treated this differently instead of frightening the living daylights out of these families and that have been here for years and don't know where to go now and are living in terror at the moment and, you know, they don't feel safe at all. You know, maybe that's something we could do. Maybe the political parties could unite concerning the problem and come up with workable solutions instead of just taking sides on this, you know, to try and reverse all the mistakes that both sides have made. You know, we could try and reverse that. We could make a difference in it. And if we don't do it, it's a recipe for disaster. I like an ad on the radio, you know, that I often used to hear, you know, and it said, "We find solutions where others see problems." Can't we as Christians, the church, political parties, and government find a better solution to this situation? You know, can't we do something different? You know, this, the way it's going now, it's spreading fear and terror, and you know, this kind of violence and aggression can spill over into so many other areas of South Africa. You know? So I'm thinking, you know, can't we do something about this? Can't we, as Christians, you know, make a difference? I think of the scriptures, which we all know, but I'm just reading them anyway. In Leviticus 19:34, the foreigner residing among you must be treated as your native born. Love them as yourself, for you were foreigners in Egypt. I'm the Lord your God. Deuteronomy 10:19, and you are to love those who are foreigners, for you yourselves were foreigners in Egypt. I'm the Lord your God. Exodus 22:21, do not mistreat or oppress a foreigner, for you were foreigners in Egypt. I'm the Lord your God. And I think, you know, that's maybe the way that we should be looking at this. Let's find solutions to this, not just this absolute madness that seems to be overtaking the country at the moment, you know. And I'm trusting that the church will hear the Lord and help the government, and churches could unite maybe on this issue, and we can make a difference and find solve this problem. So that's what I'm trusting for in the future, and I just thought I'd put that out there today, Anton.
Thank you very much, Anthony Stander, and we appreciate it. Thank you for your words, and I hope you will have a very, very nice weekend.
Thank you very much.
All the best. So, daar is dus jou Christelike perspektief op die nuus op Radio Disa en Kaapse Kansel. Net hierna, dan is het tyd vir die weer.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.